Hello there, it's Monday the 2nd of September and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. As ever, three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. Sorry we're running a little bit late, just got in from Portugal from our holidays and hitting the ground running. And let's get cracking with idea one. And while we were on holiday, it was interesting, we went to a restaurant to have a meal, had a lovely meal, paid by card or didn't. The guy didn't take cards, but worried about what we were going to do. He said, don't worry, come back tomorrow. There's a trusting guy. We went back tomorrow, obviously, and did pay. But what's interesting is that in the UK, it prompted me to realise that £42 billion is spent on debits or credit cards in Britain every month. And actually, lots of businesses are missing out. It's because they're not easy to buy from. But there's a new app called Payleven, which is actually a simple chip and pen card reader that actually links to your iPhone and iPad. Any business can actually do it. It doesn't cost a great deal of money to do it. And it suddenly means all businesses should be and can take electronic payments. And being easy to buy from is an ingredient of creating delight in devoted customers. And one of the things we sort of see is going to get more and more important. A report from McKinsey's forecast that $31 billion a year will be spent on non-digital goods by mobile phones by 2016. So what are you doing to make sure that your business isn't missing out? One of the things we'll sort of see with this idea of technology is it increases customers' expectations. They think, if others can do this, why can't you? So how easy are you to buy from? And how can you become easier? Idea two is to develop this. How do you use social media in your business? Do you use it effectively? Some research by Brian Solis, and there's a great article on his website, I'll put a link to on my website to it, actually identified that only 34% of businesses feel that their social media strategy is connected to business outcomes. 28% actually have a holistic approach to social media, where they actually work out how they're actually helping it achieve their vision. Only half said that their top executives were informed, engaged and aligned with their company's social strategy. But what we actually see is a lot of businesses are actually doing all this, Twittering, linking in, Facebooking, but they're actually doing it, are you using it to actually help achieve what your business is all about? So, a couple of questions. What is your vision? More importantly, how are you using, how could you use social media to help you achieve it? Get on and do it. And idea three is to do something like this. Giving someone your last piece of chocolate is obviously a sign that you really care for them. Or they've eaten a whole bar and you're feeling a little full. And that's the premise of an innovative approach to engaging with their French customers from Milka. They're challenging their customers to oser la tendresse, which for you non-French speakers is dare to be tender, by donating their last piece of chocolate to a friend. They've produced special bars with a piece missing and customers can actually go on a dedicated website and organise their last piece to be sent to someone specific with a little personalised message. The less generous, or the ones with no friends, do have the option of actually claiming it themselves too. It's a great innovative approach to creating dialogue, not diatribes, with customers. And I think what it does is a number of things. It engages their customers, lets them get personal details useful for future dialogue, creates a bond and gets customers closer to them, helps customers feel part of something, and crucially, creates referrals. They've actually produced 10 million of these things, and again, if you're interested in seeing how they've done it and what they've done, have a look on my website, andyhanselman.com, and actually see a video that actually explains what they've done. This whole idea of creating dialogue with your customers. What could you do, what do you do to create dialogue with your customers? Till next week, take care now, bye.